Chapter 33. Achilles pleads with his mother. Achilles sat on the beach, away from the camp, and wept. His mother Thetis heard him, and rose from the sea like a sea mist. "They have taken her away from me," cried Achilles. "They have taken away my honor." Thetis held him close and stroked his hair. "Mother, I want you to do something for me," he said, drying his tears. "A long time ago you saved Zeus's life. Ask him now for a favor in return. Ask him to side with the Trojans. Make them destroy the Greeks. I want the Greeks to see what their king has done for them." "And what will you do?" "I will sit here and do nothing." Thetis looked at her son sadly. "I will speak with Zeus. He and the other gods have left for a feast in Ethiopia. They will not be back for 2 weeks, but I will ask him then." So Odysseus returned to find the camp free of plague, but there was no sign of Achilles. The Greeks' greatest hero would not fight. 2 weeks later, Thetis flew to Mount Olympus, where she spoke to Zeus alone. "This will mean yet another argument with my wife," Zeus said. "She already says I side with the Trojans too much, but I will do what you want. Just don't let Hera see you." But Hera saw Thetis dive back into the sea. "So who was it this time?" she asked her husband. "Woman, you and your eternal suspicions," shouted Zeus. "Get away from me before I strangle you with my own hands." The lame god Hephaestus went to his mother and pleaded with her to reconcile with Zeus. "Do not banish joy from the halls of Mount Olympus over this, over the actions of mere mortals," he said. "Look what Zeus did last time I disobeyed him. He picked me up by the toe and threw me off the mountain. So come, be happy once more." He handed her a cup of sweet nectar. Hera could not help smiling. Zeus was called, the cup was passed around, and soon everyone was laughing. The feast continued long into the night. Zeus returned to his bed with Hera at his side.